time for another Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the Local Hero, folks. And we're in one of the Local Hero markets, Atkins Farms Country Market, here in South Amherst. We're following Jen Adams. Where are we going, Jen?
We're going to the produce workroom.
The bowels of Atkins. How's it going?
How's it going?
Did they tell you you were going to get interviewed for the radio, or is this we're just sandbagging
right
you right
on,
now?
Right on time, I guess.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I'm Andy.
Andy, Monty, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What are we talking
Police.
About?
Police.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Andy.
Well, tell us what you're working on there, Andy.
We're packing grapes, all the stuff like from the day before that gets, kind of, it's not compost worthy. We try to make a reduced buck on it, you know, for the people.
And uh-huh.
Put it out there for sale.
And you're waiting for a produce truck to arrive right now?
We are, yeah. We get produce delivery every Monday to refresh from our weekend stock and go from there from the Boston Produce Terminal.
So that's where the truck's coming from?
Yep, just outside of Boston there, Chelsea.
You're wearing a Plainville Farm hat.
Oh, yeah.
Where my friend Wally Sykowski runs that place. The asparagus is getting excited to pop up not too far from now. What are you expecting on this truck?
Well, we're expecting everything. We're running strawberries right now. There's a glut in the strawberry market, so we got strawberries on sale 2 for $3 for the next week. And then refreshing all our kale and collards and the popular items from the weekend, including cabbage and carrots for St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, I'm Phil, CISA. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm just curious, so when you're buying from local farms, do they deliver to you? How does that work?
Both, whatever's convenient. If they have a delivery policy where they're coming by, absolutely, it saves us from going out. But we're more than happy to go and pick it up ourselves, too. And so that way the farmers can stay in the field and keep packing their products.
Yeah. How long have you been with Atkins?
Long time. 2008, I think. So whatever that equates to now.
16 years.
What made you want to come work here, and what keeps you here?
I don't know. My father told me I needed to get a job. So I got a job, and now I'm still here. I just climbed the ranks.
My father said you need to get one job. Stick with it forever.
No, I come from an agriculture background, and I guess I just found a spot here. We've been patronizing the store for years and years, even before I was born, and now we applied for a job, got in here with the owners that were here now, and we're great friends and made a good relationship, and we're still here.
Why do this instead of actually working fields?
Good question. I just like the comfortability and the stability of having a job 12 months out of the year instead of, having a budget and rely on Mother Nature for the 6-7 months and then essentially lay yourself off. And that's why I'm here.
Is your family still farming?
Oh, yeah, but they're still farming down in South Hadley, Granby, Mass. There, we have a small little plot of land that we still farm. We do everything from peppers to tomatoes and winter squash. Yep.
Does any of their stuff show up here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got
nepotism.
Little inside track there, but we not stepping on any toes. We have good relationships with all the farms around here, especially Wally, Joe Sykowski, Tommy Zusko up at 20 Acre Farm. We do a lot with those guys. So
Atkins is kind of a legendary name for a market, for a local market, and we don't need to keep him any longer than you.
Okay.
If you need to work.
Yeah.
We need to keep him working.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually want to head over to the bakery where we have some treats for you guys, and then we can chat some more about local business. And
love it. Well, nice to meet you, Andy. Thanks so much.
Nice to meet you. Yes, thank you very
Thanks
much.
For chatting
nice
with
to
us.
Meet you guys. All right.
I love your belt buckle.
I think your father's very proud.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got to ask him.
We don't know where we're going. We
that's
keep
right.
going ahead.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're back in the store proper.
All the way to the other side of the store.
And Atkins, it's very famous for its baked products, specifically cider donuts.
So we have apple pie and we have cider donuts, our famous cider donuts here for you guys to try.
Yummy.
The cider donuts are like a fall staple. Like that's how I know that apple season is really, truly upon us, when everyone starts showing up with Atkins cider donuts.
Yeah.
And it's specifically your cider donuts they start showing up with.
I mentioned that you're famous for the cider donuts, but you're also just like Atkins has been around for a long time. Tell us a little bit about the history of this market.
I'm Kelly Lannon, one of the owners. Mr. Atkins' father started farming in 1887, doing the apples and pears. And then Howard decided that he would open a market, and he opened the retail in 1962. He was so afraid of the lack of success he was fearing that he didn't even show up for opening day. He had his wife come and oversee it, but obviously it was a successful opening, and that's how we got started.
See, Phil, you're not the only anxious one.
Phil's not having coffee.
No, I think I am the only anxious one.
Tell us about, is the apple farming still going on?
It is not. We aren't raising any apples or peaches anymore. It's just, like Andy was telling you before, so reliant on Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And then so expensive for the upkeep. And plus, our trees, they got past maturity. So they once they get past maturity, it's hit or miss on the season if they're going to produce a good quality fruit. So we don't do any farming at this point, but we do rely on our local farmers. Pine Hill is great. We get a lot of fruit from them.
What's happened to the orchard, that land that was attached to the market?
Well, all the land that's attached to this market, we have sold back to Hampshire College. So Hampshire College owns most of the land around us.
Tell us about what got you involved in the ownership and the leadership of this historic market and farm, or formerly farm.
Well, I started in 1992 at just bagging groceries. It was easy to become part of the family, even before I met my husband. Just some of the people that were here when I started are still here. It was just so welcoming. It's always been a second family. And I think we've kind of carried that through because we have multiple people that have been here for 20 years with multiple people, lots of people coming up on their 10th anniversary. So it's that's something we take a lot of pride in. Jen and I have been here almost the same amount of time and working together. I think when people see the relationships that we've built with one another, I think they feel comfortable and they want to stay and be part of it.
Did you suspect when you started bagging groceries that you someday would be an owner?
I'm going to take this place over, bag, bag, bag.
One day I'm going to own this place.
No, I think I just started in September. I worked through Christmas and then, you know, the slow season came upon us, so I got laid off for the winter, and then summer came. My parents dragged me back in here and said, you need to ask Mr. Gould if you're coming back, and sure enough, I came back. No, I just worked through high school, and I went away to Worcester for college, but I found myself coming back on the weekends and working on the weekends rather than taking time off. So I think in the back of my mind, probably, I knew this was the place for me, because I did get a job out of college elsewhere, and I came back and asked Mr. Gould if I could come back, because it just wasn't the same. I didn't feel a part of anything. I just felt like, you know, just a number.
I imagine that familial relationship exists with the local farms that you work with, too. Like, who have you been working with the longest, and what's it like bringing new farms into the store?
Well, like Andy was saying, Shaikowski has been, they've been a staple with us. Lots of Hadley farmers. And yeah, they become like family. They come in and, you know, just act like they're at home bringing our stuff. And sometimes we don't even have to ask. They just kind of know. And they know our business. They know, well, if it was a nice weather day, then we're going to need to bring more. Norse Farm has been, we've been doing business with them for a long time.
We heard a lot last year about the wild weather and the detriment that the flooding and the heavy rains caused to farms and the killing of the peaches early in the season. And when things like that happen to our local farms, how does that affect our local farm market like Atkins?
Well, we have to outsource our produce, like Andy said, at the Boston produce market. So we're fortunate that we do have a truck coming in two or three times a week with produce from out of the valley. But we try to support the local farmers as much as we can. And we would get in, you know, maybe two flats of strawberries instead of 10, and they would sell out first thing in the morning.
Let's talk about the donuts. Because, as Khalees alluded to, they are kind of like the gold standard of cider donuts in the area. Do you have any secrets about this donut that you'd like to reveal?
None that we can reveal.
What about if I marry into the family? Would I then find out the secrets?
Only if you make them for a certain amount of time, which I have.
So you have made the donuts?
I have earned the right to have the secret.
Time to make the donuts.
Do you make them at home then, or is it just a thing that gets done here?
No, just here.
I made the donuts.
In the early 80s is when we added the bakery section. Mrs. Lannan, Pauline Lannan, Kelly's mother-in-law, had told me this story years ago, that when we first started making cider donuts, we were using a small donut robot in the bakery, and then for many years we made them by hand. But recently we purchased another cider donut, which you guys can see through that window.
And
a donut robot. And on the weekends, we have that going during the day so people can see the donuts being made. In the fall, we make upwards of thousands of donuts on the weekends.
What's the name of the donut robot?
I don't know if we named
him yet. Yeah, we'll have to ask Jeremy. Jeremy's our main donut maker. We'll have to ask him if he named it. Maybe he calls it Jeremy Jr.
Oh, nice to see a familiar face.
Ichuta.
How rude.
We're in the cafe at Atkins Farms Country Market in South Amherst. And do you have a drive-thru?
We do have a drive-thru. It's fairly new, I suppose, relatively speaking. When we did the renovation here, the front of the building and the parking lot, that's when we added the drive-thru. We weren't sure how it was going to go because our parking lot really isn't conducive to a drive-thru, but it works pretty well. And it just, over time, gradually got, you know, steadier and steadier. It's only open 5 to 1 for, you know, pretty much the morning rush. But people appreciate it. Sometimes they order things, they'll order a sandwich from the deli and just say, can I grab it through the drive-thru? And we're like, of course. I mean, everybody's about convenience and everyone's time is precious. So we try to do what we can to accommodate even the craziest requests.
Did that just improve the traffic in the store itself when you put that in for the morning times? Or just...
I think it just added. It was just a bonus.
Yeah. Don't try to order your groceries through the drive-thru, right. I'm imagining. But
yeah, right. Mostly it's coffee and donuts or coffee and pastry, egg sandwich. Bagels are very popular too.
I don't really understand why anyone shops at a chain store when you're here. This store is beautiful. You've added on so many different things. What do you think may be the next thing you may need to do to sort of keep people engaged? Because it feels like you've done it all.
Our current adventure is pizza. We have rolled out a deep dish pizza. We were making it fresh daily, but of course, due to unforeseen challenges, we had to put it on pause for a little while, but we do have a plan for them to be made again this week. But our goal was to be like a full-scale pizza shop where you can call in, order your pizza, but we are planning on rolling out a traditional crust as well to give people the choice. We never compromise anything. It has to be good quality, and we go through lots of research and development. I can't tell you how much pizza I've eaten over the past.
Tough life.
I know, right?
So, we also make a sacrifice for the public.
Pizza Quest!
You said you had about 150 employees?
Yep, on average, during our peak season, so September through December, we're pushing about 200.
It's a small place, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, and every person that is employed is crucial. We don't have a whole lot of fluff. Everybody's always busy. There's always something to do. Going back to what Mr. Atkins would say, there's always something to do. You girl, get me that.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
That's pretty much it.
Can I ask about the self-checkout? Mm-hmm. When did you put it in, and how big of a difference has it made on your labor?
Labor wasn't exactly the reason for the self-checkouts. What we were able to do was eliminate 2 registers, replace those 2 with 6, and have one person oversee all 6, but we still have 5 operating registers, so we still need to have 5 cashiers at any given time. We put them in 2021 because we are having a hard time getting employees to come back. We didn't have a cashier for each one of the registers. So it was to alleviate long lines in the store and alleviate long waiting periods. Some people were not very receptive to them at first because they thought we were doing it rather than employing people, which, you know, when they ask, we very honest with them and say, no, that's not it at all. In fact, we have to employ somebody there to monitor them and to help. You know, if you hit the wrong button, then it kind of screams at you. So, but now that people have learned how they can be utilized and they still see all of the same cashiers here and they see us employing new high school students from all the local communities, they're more receptive to them and they appreciate the option. Oh, they just have a sandwich. You know, coming in for just lunch, then they can zip through the self-checkout. They're not utilized nearly as much as a human cashier, which is great, because I was always like, oh, no, this is Atkins. It has to be the exceptional customer service, and you only get that with a human. But they're received more well now than they were in the beginning.
You know, it's important for people to realize that if you're farming, it's so important to have stores like Atkins where you know that if your harvest is a little bit bigger this year, you can be in touch with them and they may have room to buy more from you. If you're having a tough year, they want you to be there with them the next year. It's such an important part to a local food economy to have a supermarket like Atkins, and it's great, the history of it and how long you guys have been here.
Is there another generation coming up to take over the market?
Should we check out the cashiers?
Yeah. Right.
One of those baggers has their eye on this place.
So, Matt and I keep a close eye on the employees, and because there isn't a next generation, but our vision. Technically we are employee owned because Matt and I are employees, and so that's kind of where we see the future of Atkins. I mean, we have so many long-time employees that it's not going to be hard for us to retire and know that we're leaving it in good hands.
All right, one tough question. What worries you the most?
Well, I think that we're fortunate to be in the food business because everybody has to eat and we can provide that. What worries me the most is, you know, a slowdown in traffic. What worries me the most is not being able to employ the employees that we have. I want to keep everybody employed, everybody, you know, being able to provide food for, you know, their families and have a good quality of life.
And you went through so much road construction and you survived all of that.
There's new rotaries out there.
Yeah, the rotaries.
The tandem rotaries. Yeah, it's right. Such a strange...
I think they're fun to drive on.
They
like
are,
it.
But it doesn't make it any less weird.
No.
I wasn't a fan of them in the beginning, but I love them now. I think they work great.
I wish that more people understood how to drive on them.
Absolutely. Well, now I'm going to finally have some of the cider donut.
Good.
I'm haunting me over here.
I mean, you could have been doing this the whole time, just like you weren't talking.
I know. I try not to talk with my mouth full on the radio.
I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand.
I love that song. Ivor Cutler. It's just the kind of weird music